News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Well, Copper, that was a cool way to start the show, just kind of jump right into a call with somebody like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm digging it because, and folks, just so you know, that's the tone of this show. So we're live right now broadcasting next to the Grand Ballroom at the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead over in Atlanta area. And we've got some great guests lined up for you. Copper, go ahead and get the triple dipper sound effect ready because if we can do a triple dipper today, I'll still tell you what it is. But just so you know, folks, we got a full show right now. That was Congressman Andy Biggs, who just called in a moment ago. You may have seen him broadcasting any number of times on Fox or others. He is the chair of the House Freedom Caucus in Washington, D.C. The congressional delegation members who caucus together and form basically a conservative voting bloc, and they have been extremely effective. Now, coming up next at 3 p.m., I'm going to have Congressman Barry Moore from Alabama, who's also a member of the Freedom Caucus. He'll be coming on at 3 p.m. And then at 3:30, I've got a Georgia legislator by the name of Philip Singleton, Georgia House Representative Philip Singleton, who's going to be on with us. Because I think what you're going to be hearing today is that Alabama's not going to have the first state-level Freedom Caucus. I will go ahead and break the news right now. Georgia is. I've got some professional jealousy going on that one, but we'll cover down on it when the time comes with Georgia legislator Philip Singleton. And then also at 4 p.m. Central Time, we've got Andy Roth, who is formerly with Club for Growth, who is now heading up this effort to bring the Freedom Caucuses to the state legislatures. And folks, I don't know if you realize how big a deal that is. I mean, there's people in Montgomery that don't want that. They disdain the idea of seeing that happen. And so we're going to cover down with Andy Roth, who I've gotten to know over the last couple of years. Just a solid dude who's been working conservative issues in D.C., who is now branching out to bring it to our state capitals. And that is a much-needed thing. Triple Dipper. Hey, Copper, hit that sound effect.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
Yeah, so you might imagine what number one is. Number one on the Triple Dipper today is the fact that the Freedom Caucus is coming. The Freedom Caucus is coming. And I'm going to tell you right now, in my right side monologue here in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you, you got to proof check your politicians. You got to proof check your politicians. And so I'll cover down on what it means to be able to do that. One of the ways that I think you can do that is by seeing not only how they vote, but who do they align themselves with? How do they vote and who do they vote with? So we're going to talk about that. That's number one on the Triple Dipper today. Number two on the Triple Dipper, if we can get a chance, because all these guests I've got coming in, number two is a woke military. I've got some stuff right now that's going to blow your mind, to include the things that were just said by Biden's new nominee to be the vice chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who says that one of the most important things is that we have gender advisors among our combat troops. Yeah, you heard me. You know how I feel about that. Here I am sitting here as a retired Army colonel, airborne ranger, two combat tours, and I'm hearing that the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs thinks we need to have a gender advisor among the combat troops. And I'm calling bunk on that, and I'll give you plenty of things to think about with it. And then number three on the Triple Dipper for the day, the Alabama Policy Institute is working right now to form an agenda, a platform, if you will, for candidates running for local offices and state offices to basically affirm that the kind of things they will stand for and maybe even sign their names to it. I'm going to tell you some of the things that are being developed right now within that platform that we'll be sending out, things that you need to be looking for, folks. I'm just telling you, as you're looking at who's running for your state Senate or state House seat right there around your neighborhood, people maybe you go to church with, for that matter, someone whose business is right down the road from yours, you need to know that there is a sort of a list or a criteria-based discussion you can have with them that says, okay, sir, you said you're running for that office. Would you stand for this? Would you stand for that? So I'm going to cover down a list, if we get time today, of the type of things that the Alabama Policy Institute's been putting together to basically advance the cause of conservatism by asking in advance for them to stand for certain platforms. I'll lay it all out for you. That's our Triple Dipper for the day. And all those guests are coming on. And it's going to be some more kind of a full show. And I got to tell you, straight up, this has been pretty fun to get over here, set it all up. Just posted a picture of the mobile studio a few minutes ago on my Twitter feed. You can find me at Sen Phil Williams, S-E-N, at Sen Phil Williams. But we are definitely locked, cocked, and ready to rock, is what I said on the Twitter feed. But this is the first time we have definitely gone out and about Copper, will you, were you as nervous as I was during sound check trying to get this all to work?
Oh, yes. I was having a heart attack there for a second.
Oh, I'm sitting over here and I start to sweat bullets thinking I might need a shower before I even get on the air. But yeah, so truth, laying out truth for all my right side ruffians. In the Army, I was what they called a push-to-talk guy. I was in Afghanistan and my radio guy one day, I said, Selesky, I got to talk to headquarters. Roger that, sir. Frequency modulation and amplitude and sunspots and things. And I said, Selesky, if I push the little button, will I talk to somebody? Oh, yes, sir. That's all I want to know. Well, that's the level of technical prowess that I bring to communication systems. So here I am. Luckily, we got a new member of the team here. We're just going to call him Birdman on the air. But Birdman's here with us today. And he was helping me set up. So Copper's my in-house tech, and he's my out-of-the-house tech. But as we get the sound check going, apparently it helps when you actually plug the soundboard in. Go figure. Plug the soundboard in there, Colonel Williams. God. But we're on the air, and it's good. Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We will be right back.